Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 and 7. This is what the Lord says: Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. Real strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Who is stronger, Spider-Man or Superman? Sure, Superman has huge strength, but Spider-Man's strength is also superhuman, and he also possesses agility, speed, incredible reflexes, not to mention his spider senses. Then again, it is easy to physically harm Spider-Man, while it is nearly impossible to harm Superman, unless you have some kryptonite nearby. In the comic world, fate relies on the strength of the superhero. People put their trust in the strength of these figures. In the real world, many people do the same thing. They put their confidence in the strength and abilities of human beings rather than God. To this point, the prophet Jeremiah has a strong warning. He says, "Those who put their trust in man are cursed." This week, we're taking a look at how being a disciple of Christ turns the definitions of this world upside down. Today, we look at the word strength. The dictionary tells us strength is the state of being physically strong, filled with power, muscle, and toughness. This world tells us superheroes, steel, diamonds, spider silk, and NFL linebackers are strong. What does God say? Jeremiah gives us the answer. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh. While power, physical toughness, and material things that can't be easily broken are blessings from God, they are not what makes someone strong. Because we follow Jesus, we place our trust in God alone. We do that when we take our problems and struggles to God in prayer and ask His guidance. We build our happiness and dependence on what God has done for us, such as redeeming us from sin. He paid sin's price, and not upon what we do. In verse 8, Jeremiah uses the image of a tree planted next to a stream of water. It illustrates a confidence in God's promises. The tree planted near water doesn't worry about drying up. It will always have what it needs to survive. Even in the hardest conditions, the tree by the stream is strong and healthy. That's what God promises us. He knows there will come difficult days and places in our lives. We are sinful, and we live in a broken world. But He will always provide the strength we need. Oftentimes, He may use difficult times to remind us He is the stream, providing everything we need. We take time and pray. Dear Lord, thank You for making me Your child through the water of my baptism. May its power help me to stand confidently in Your grace and trust in You completely. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.